Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Tonight, we doing our special Can Our Lives Matter show. So if you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And of course, you know, I'm always going to say, I know some of y'all shy. You don't have the heart to call me. So if you want to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, your questions, comments, concerns will be answered. You happen to be listening. I know some of y'all ghost listen. You can jump into the flash chat if you got a question or a comment you want to talk about. But I, of course, want you to give me a holler. Also, social media, just look up Smooth Drama. If you see me there, I'm there. Add me, I'll add you back. I'm sociable like that sometimes. Depends on who you are. You know who you are. Anyway, oh man, how you start off a show like tonight, you know, asking the question, can our lives matter? I mean, can they? Normally I get into a little comedy, you know, crack a joke or two, but really ain't in the laughing mood tonight. I mean, what we're talking about here is Groundhog Day. Another black person killed. I mean, two brothers killed one day after the other. It's like that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day. It just, you wake up, oh, it's another one. Oh, go to sleep, wake up, and it happened again. It's like, is there a day that goes by where we don't have a murder? it is beyond belief. I mean, which one do we start? As we start, you start talking about a brother in Minnesota killed. He was legally licensed to carry a firearm. So that wasn't it. Wasn't a criminal. Didn't have a arrest charge, no warrant, registration, license, all that was good. Even though he didn't get a chance to pull it out. The only thing he was guilty of was apparently having a broken tail light. And for that, brother was shot. And if you haven't seen the video by now, with his heroic girlfriend, Lavish Reynolds, I suggest you watch it. She's very articulate and to the point on the tragedy that is our here to protect the police. I mean, I don't know if we want to call them police force, occupation force, or what someone once said a while back, officer over here. Doesn't really make a difference. And we know them as serve, protect, and break our neck. And they ain't even breaking the neck no more, it's just killing. But if you don't know, brother was basically pulled over because of a broken tail light, to which he does, as the law states, in concealed carry state, you tell the officer that you're licensed to carry a firearm and that you have one, and the officer who had asked for his ID and driver's license and registration, proof of insurance, the normal stuff, when he's reaching for said item, is shot 4 times. Basically, what happens from there is, as articulated by Ms. Reynolds, is he's shot, the daughter's taken away, the officer, as seen in the video, stands there with his gun drawn, screaming at her, he shouldn't have reached in his pocket, even though you told him to reach in his pocket. He shouldn't have reached in his pocket. And, you know, for her part, she was very calm under pressure, because it was real pressure, because he's standing there with a gun to her face, basically, after pumping 4 bullets in her boyfriend. He's right there shooting her down. She had the wherewithal to start a video and to live stream on Facebook, which is allowable now. Only thing is, Facebook had temporarily removed the video. Now, what they did was, Facebook says, hey, we didn't censor the video. It was just a technical glitch. And so the temporary removal of that video, because it was on all the news stations and all the other sites, Facebook probably was like, shit, we better put it back up. My thought and theory is that if it had gone viral and was everywhere else, Facebook probably would have been complicit in taking that video away. And this comes in under the fact that Facebook had been under pressure for reportedly altering what stories feature as trending news topics on the social network. Of course, they denied taking it down, but we know there are things that trend. It's like, why is that trending? I don't understand it. Who's talking about that in the street? Apparently, and I would take it as a reminder that, psychologically speaking, when we talk about these social networks and other media outlets, they of course are going to want to lead you a certain way. I believe my homegirl on the Shine Little Owl, past show guest, would call it leading the sheeple out to pasture. Because if you make it trend, people will follow, even though it makes no sense to follow what they're trending. And of course, they came out with an official statement. We're very sorry that the video was temporarily inaccessible. It was down due to a technical glitch and restored as soon as we were able to investigate. And this is what a Facebook spokesperson said. And so the video returned to the site after an hour, which we know, of course, after it had been everywhere, they thought, shit, we better put it back up so at least we can get those eyeballs on our site as opposed to them going to another site. You know, that's basically all it's about, Facebook and all these other social media sites. They're about eyeballs. If you're not looking at theirs, then why do they exist? So, I mean, my point is to be wary of that. Not that you, the listener, aren't, but it doesn't surprise me or shock me in that they be complicit with law enforcement, because although they say that they would not censor anything, or for that matter, give up anything to law enforcement. We know it to the contrary. Everything that you put up and that you think is private and that no one will be able to use, come on, let's be real. It's the internet. In the real world, everything goes. As we know, you kill a black person and get away with it. So, if you're thinking that, oh, they're not going to be able to use my video, you're tripping. And that's not even talking about the other Baton Rouge shooting. And it's hard to talk about because it's one of the most, I know for me, and I've talked about this before, where we get to the point where we're numb to the killing. It's like, I have to mentally invest myself in not being numb to the killing. Because I think once you become numb to it, then you're not human anymore. I want to say that first. Brother in Baton Rouge, who was killed by the police on yet another video, only this one actually shows him right, it shows him being restrained, and the cops are talking about, get down on the ground. He's already on the ground. He's already subdued. He's already under the knees of both officers. If they wanted to, they could have just tased him and the incapacitated him, handcuff him, put him in the car. His crime? He's a CD man, the DVD guy, you know, walking into the store, yo, I got the latest movie. That was his crime. That's the reason why he is dead. Because he had bootleg movies. In a sense, that is a crime. But as we know it, it's something that you should be fined. Not worth dying for. But nevertheless, he's gone, killed on video with the officers with their cam. You know how there's the mandatory cop law where they have to have the cam, their little chest cam and whatnot to record all the events. And it shows in the video the officer clearly has his cam disconnected from his chest, and basically he is lying on the tape so that he can say, hey, during the melee, during the struggle, my cam got loose and it fell to the back. When I would make the homeless suggestion and say to him homeless that he unclipped it, put it to the back, turned it off, but clipped it to the back, made it fall to the back so it wouldn't show what he was deliberately doing by lying and saying, hey, get on the ground. He was already on the ground with a guy who wasn't struggling anymore, clearly on the video. He's subdued. When the officer pulls out his gun, which was not out, and shoots him point blank. And you hear the shots in the video and the ensuing cursing and whatnot. So this is what we're dealing with today. Oh man. I don't even know what to say. I think I'm just gonna go on break here. And when I come back, I see I have callers. I'll come to you, callers, and we'll let this first. Anyway, this is Paris, Murder Suit.
Another casket, they done asked me to carry another homeboy blasted. They done asked me to bury. I'm still exhausted from the last when the setting was very hard to swallow, but typical when the hood hit the cemetery. My heart is heavy for the family. Trapped in tragedy, imagined in insanity. Blasted in the street behind some bullshit he never seen. Thinking back upon the way we used to scrap when he was young and beast. We would beat him, I might get dead, but we let it go and live. Forgive, niggas knuckled up, buckled up, wasn't no whooping out and blast. Just because somebody mugging when we pass, when it's thugging, gon' pass. And this man who can't come back around, cause unity is cool by me. But until we get the message about the death, I ain't no rest is a wash. Too many living, we lost. Damn, now I'm hurting. Now I'm taking out my murder suit, taking out my murder suit, putting on my murder suit, putting on my murder suit. In my best black too many times, I'm on the shit. Now I'm pulling out my murder suit, pulling out my murder suit. Now I'm taking out my murder suit, taking out my murder suit. Now I'm putting on my murder suit, putting. Got my best black, no more time, I'm on a shoot. At the church again, shit is starting to hurt again. Looking at another brother laying in the hearse again. Hear the Bible verse and then it's off to the graveyard. Consequences, this thing get hard. Put my arm around his mama, but it ain't the same thing as a child. She raised him up to never try to gangbang or be wild. A damn shame that he left to be a memory now. Cause he's blacked from the hood, so ain't no empathy. Wow. And I wore my rest in peace shirt. And they still ain't found a shoe. Bad now, it seems like it's getting normal to hear about the murder in the neighborhood, but nobody cares. It's all about this home po-po. Ain't nobody trying to box no more. I'm representing for the homies throwing bangs in the street. Realizing at the same time, that's just me. Goddamn, now I'm pulling out my murder suit. Now I'm taking out my murder suit. Taking out my murder suit. Got me putting on my murder suit. In my best black too many times, I'm on a shooting. Now I'm pulling out my murder suit, pulling out my murder. Now I'm taking out my murder suit, taking out my murder. Now I'm putting on my murder suit, putting on my murder. Got my best black one more time, I'm on a shooting.
Well, this new report that says Oakland remains one of the most dangerous cities in America. Dangerous cities in America.
Never give up on my people, never leave them behind. Instead of teaching how to talk, I'ma teach them to rhyme. I see the justice trying to murder me, but I see in their eyes an intelligence, sense of who can see through the lies. That's really all what you believe in your mind. I believe you gon' shine, but in these streets you gon' die. If ain't no peace with your kind, I ain't talking about no gang affiliation. I'm talking doing what it takes to change the situation in this nation. Could be your brother with chips, or be another statistic on a government list. Or do it like the brothers with the black gloves in the fist of a revolution. Even if you get your wrist cut, you could be a great scholar or an African king. Instead of flapping for being someone trapped in the beam. Much better than a rest of peace, legacy, destiny. It's all about a person, let the rest.
Now, what are we looking at?
Two gunshot wounds to the upper left chest cavity.
These people, left abdomen. I'm going to start
a subclavian
line.
Left iliac chest cavity.
Bilateral
tube,
beta guys.
Take my brain down. Start next lap.
We're going to cut into your chest to place a tube double. It's going to hurt like hell, but it's the only way.
Together you got to move. Drummer. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer. That was Paris. Murder Suit. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What you want to talk about? Caller going once.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing? Welcome to Smooth Drama. You got me, Mr. F, this N-word on the air with you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
What you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I'm calling in because I'm just I'm heartbroken and I'm mad. I'm more mad than heartbroken about senseless police killings, and I'm just ready to take a stand. Most of the time, you know, I'll freely admit I listen to the media, I hear the bad news, and it's just one after the next. And I feel like I'm not doing enough, and I really feel like our whole community is not doing enough. You know, marching is not going to cut it.
So my question would be then, what do you think that we can do aside from marching to make things better?
Well, first of all, it starts with legislation. We got to do more to change some laws to protect us. And, you know, unfortunately, most of our community do not vote. You know, I'm even hearing a lot of people saying they're not going to even vote for the presidential campaign because of them feeling like, you know, there's nobody to vote for. But I feel like at least vote for one of the lesser evils if that's the case. You know, I'm just saying, I just feel that we're just not doing enough to change laws and even if we have to do combat ourselves and get revenge. I know that might not be the most inspiring thing to suggest, but I just feel like an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
I would ask you this. I would say that, you know, I don't think laws are the issue here. I mean, we can pass 1,000 laws. I mean, what happened these past couple of days had nothing to do with law. I mean, it's more towards your eye for eye. You say it's not inspiring, but at this point, I think we've done everything else. I don't think folks
Well,
are
the
gonna
reason why I mentioned changing laws, excuse me for interrupting.
Okay.
The reason why I mention about changing laws is because the majority of these policemen are acquitted and they're on paid administration leave, you know, and this is just happening over and over. And I feel like even if there was some type of law that would stop that from happening, because they obviously know that there's going to be little to no consequences.
So you're suggesting that we should pass a law that when you're under investigation, you don't get paid administrative leave, you're suspended without pay? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could just start there. I know that it's so many milestones that we'll have to try to conquer, and I know it's so many hurdles we will have to try to jump over, but you know, that's at least a start to send out even a message that, you know, it's not okay to just take somebody's life, especially over a traffic stop. I think that it should be a law that traffic policemen shouldn't be able to carry weapons. You know, if you're pulling over somebody to give them a ticket, give them a ticket. You know, don't kill them in front of their kid.
Yeah, I'm going to that will never happen, because I don't think them dudes would be cops if they couldn't have a gun. It's just...
Well, I know.
Just, I mean, because I've always... And I'll say this to y'all. I know the caller, the famous Bay Area R&B singer, Miss Althea. I don't know you that you ain't halfway famous, whatnot. But yeah, it's sad. I don't see it changing. Whether they lost, I mean, one law that you suggested is good. I could see that they should not get paid to kill folks. And
they really shouldn't.
They shouldn't get paid. I mean, if you commit a crime, I mean, I was always under the impression that when you get shot, when you do a crime or something, you don't get paid. you don't get paid vacation for that. It's like,
exactly.
It's like, it's something that is just like, it's not even asked backwards. It's just the worst thing that I've ever heard.
It's another slap in the face and a kick in the behind. That's all it is. You know, it's basically saying, well, you know, we're going to check into this. You just go home now and live your normal life until we get back to you. You know, even though people are hurting and grieving over their lost ones, and then, you know, just from the color of our skin, we're still paying the same price our ancestors paid for. You know, and I just want to know, when are black people going to step up? I mean, do we have to do another boycott where we don't buy from their grocery stores and start raising our own food? And, well, I mean, I know that that might be out of the question because a lot of people wouldn't want to work hard.
Well, but see, here's the thing. I mean, you're boycotting your own people because the people who own the stores, they didn't shoot. They didn't shoot homie. They didn't deny him either of the guys that were killed. Neither one of them.
Yeah, but it does affect capitalism. You know,
if we're not pouring
our money into these businesses that are literally supporting these judges and these lawmakers, you know, they're all in bed together.
Well,
you know.
To a point, but I think when we talk about the judges, now the judges are voted in. So that, I mean, all the judges, and I think it's one of those things where if we had a block and we just researched judges, like, okay, who are the judges saying these guys are innocent?
Right.
Who are these judges? So you just have to say, okay, we're voting you out, and we're going to back someone who is actually going to say, hey, they are guilty. I mean, everybody sees, I mean, this has been going on forever. I mean, it's since day one in America. But, I mean,
right.
Social media and as far as the media goes, I mean, Rodney King beating started it, where we saw it on video. Everybody saw it on video. But these guys are in this sense. And then we proceed to burn up our own shit. Whereas,
absolutely,
they're guilty. Everybody's guilty. We've all seen the video of every last one killing, and every cop is guilty. Unarmed assailant getting shot and killed. The name of the show tonight is Can I Lie? I ask this question, what do we have to do to not get killed? I think that's
a very good question. I think that's a question we will never be able to answer because we are just hated just because we are black. Just because.
Yeah. Just because.
And racism is still brewing and is still generational. Thinking that has been passed down from generation to generation, you know, and I don't think we'll ever get the break that we're looking for. I mean, I don't know if we need another civil war. I just kind of feel that instead of us watching them take us out one by one, that, you know, I mean, you have terrorists who are willing. You have terrorists who are willing to blow themselves up and blow up other innocent people to die for whatever they believe in, you know.
I got to stop you there because, one, out there, I've never believed that any of these terrorists are actual real terrorists. They're guys that work for the government because they always kill poor people who have nothing to do with anything that the government, I mean, you notice when these terrorists hit, they never attack congressmen, senators, they never attack businesses, rich folks' businesses, they always kill poor people. I've always felt like they work for the government.
I'm talking about terrorism around the world and not necessarily
right.
That's
who I'm talking about. They only attack poor people.
But however, that's true. However, there are people who are willing to blow themselves up for what they believe in. If they got paid off to do it, if they're working for the government to do it or whatever, they're okay with it. When are we willing to die for something that we believe in? And that's basically what my point was. You know, when
okay.
are we are more bold enough to shoot each other down and afraid to die for something that we believe in? You know, and I'm just like, black people need to really wake up. And it starts with voting. If you don't go and vote, you can't vote in the right judges. And then those who voted in the wrong ones, well, of course, naturally, those judges will be appointed to the court. You know, it's so much deep. We claim and point the finger a lot about, you know, what they're doing to us, but then we need to look at what we're doing to us. We're not proactive, when we're not, you know, trying to at least let our voices be heard. And our ancestors died for us to vote, and we won't do it.
Yeah, but...
And then when things happen...
I think it's where I will respectfully disagree with you, Althea. We died for the vote when we couldn't vote, but back then we voted for people... We had black senators and congressional leaders that we put in who were responsible to the people until after Reconstruction, when they got rid of all of them and they made it hard for us to vote again. Now, there's no block of black people who care about anything political. Because if there's nothing that's putting money in their pockets, they don't care about it. I mean, we have a culture of me now, and that's I've always when we did the integration was about having the same rights as white people, not being like white people and hating ourselves, which is what we've turned into, people who hate what we see in the mirror, and we act that out every day, as going to what you said earlier, where we're bold enough to shoot each other, but we're not bold enough to attack the folks who are actually attacking us.
Exactly.
So I mean,
I'm willing to take a stand. I don't know what the answers are, but I know not doing anything is not going to cut it anymore. That's what I do know. And figuring out what to do comes from group forms and everyone just really putting a master plan together and launching forward. And if it means that we have to take a bullet or two, then so be it, because we're already being knocked off one by one anyway.
So I know, I know, segueing into this, I know you have a show coming up. Do you plan on addressing this with your crowd?
Absolutely. On Saturday, July 9th, at Taylor Memorial United Methodist Church in West Oakland, I'm having a gospel jazz brunch. I'm a musical director for the choir, Taylor Anointed Praise, TAP. And basically, we definitely will be addressing this issue at the brunch, definitely bringing some consciousness to our crowd to let them know, hey, yes, okay, we're here for this particular occasion, but let us not forget what we need to do as a community, what we need to do as individuals to take a stand instead of just standing by on the sideline watching these countless senseless shooting. I'm done with not doing anything.
What time is your event?
It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a $40 admission. that's including breakfast along with some of the best entertainment. And basically, you know, we're just trying to do a good thing to help raise money for our winter concert that we're planning to have in December. And so basically, we're just asking the community if you wouldn't mind coming out to support some great gospel music with the jazz influence, along with a variety of artists. We have spoken word artists. We have Jay Red, the comedian, who will be guest appearing, as well as saxophonist Kevin Moore, duet group Pam and Kevin Sharp, Joy Elon. She's our spoken word artist, and I really commend her. She is actually disabled. She is deaf, but this sister has some very powerful poetry, and she's well accomplished. She's even graduated from Stanford, have a bachelor's degree and master's degree in communication. So if
go ahead, keep going.
So if you are able to stop by and hang out with us and have some good food and good music, we would love to have you.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling in out here. And I look forward to hearing from you again. And I hope that this event can spur something ground roots where we actually can do something in the Bay Area, not just talk about it, not stop cars on the freeway, but actually affect something in the community. Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk about planning a protest from the church into City Hall, and I have no particulars yet, but I will definitely call back and share this information with you, and hopefully we can get the community involved.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. All right. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Welcome to How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Well, what I wanted to talk about, you know, your radio show, is when the last time that you walk into a college campus?
I haven't been on the college campus in, I'd say, a couple weeks.
Well, anyway, you know, if you notice, when you walk into a college campus, you got your all-black sororities, your all-Hispanic sororities, and you have your all-homosexuality sororities as well. But, you know, you don't have your all-white sororities. And do you know why there's not an all-white sorority on the college campus?
Tell me
because
why.
Because if you had an all-white sorority, you'd be already labeled a racist and a killer. And that's how America's media is showing it right now. You can't be a white person and have pride in your race, you know.
Okay. So because your point...
Oh, the thing is, you know, white people, we build this nation. We can't be one-sided here. I mean, we build the majority of great civilizations as well, you know, Rome, Greece, in our music, our poems, you know.
That you stole? What?
Huh? No, we didn't steal that. On the contrary there.
Really?
All we want, I'm standing with the Aryan Nation, and all we want is a defined area for white people. You see, the blacks of Knoxville County, they wanted an all-black area, and I don't see a problem with that at all.
Yeah, okay. Aryan Nation standing, built this nation while watching us do the work. Evil. Woo. We built this country. We just wanted. Yo, last time I checked, there was like millions of Native Americans who were already here when you discovered it. One. Rome, Greece. I think there was a civilization somewhere in what you call Africa. I think it was, you call it Egyptian, we call it Kemet. They were there. You kind of stole a lot of stuff from them. But you built this country. Call free labor, You know, when they talk about making this country great again, that was because you stole the people from their native land and made them work for free. That building, I mean, last time I checked, watching somebody else do the work, taking credit for it, is bullshit. But hey, I'm going on break on that one, y'all. That was extra special there, Aryan Nation. You just want your special place. Europe was your special place. It still is. You just have all Europeans in Europe. I hear it's kind of cool. They're looking for immigrants like you. And you just go back to where you came from. That's where you came from. This is Dead Prez. Caught in the Mist.
Yeah, for real. Long time poor people have suffered. And check this, long time we fighting. Even pull out the gun for the food, see?
We ain't trying to hit a tip of one cash money. The whole world operating off of cash money. So all my niggas with a whole lot of cash money. Watch your back money. You couldn't never understand how my mind sticks. I'm off some old school crime shit. When niggas hold tools and keep crime lit. Ain't no pain for these iron shots. The stone done to keep her up in your flesh. Straight to the bone. I'll be for the to set the zone. I probably have a future set. Stay depressed and be alone, but as far as the precious I can own, I represent mine till I return to the essence that I'm dead and gone. Nobody wanna be broke, and you neither. Put me on the corner, watch me catch a quick case of cream fever. If you be popping shit, my niggas won't believe you. Probably punch you in your face to take your wallet when we see ya. But son, it get deeper. I'm running with a click that's being hunted by the Grim Reaper. Poor people's in the man, keep a lefty situation, be a teacher. Ain't nothing like an education. When I was locked down, I learned about patience and dedication. And not to take shit, unless you need a motherfucking facelift. And as a youth, I was an outcast. Running around with pelicans, playing war, but now it's all about cash. I'm caught up in the midst of shit. And I ain't trying to hit it, y'all. My crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol. If I have to, in my mind, it's all about cash in the pistol. Pistol, caught up in the midst of shit. And I ain't trying to hit shit, y'all. My crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol. If I have to, in my mind, it's all about cash in the pistol.
Late night and upset. Fed up. Niggas coming up wet. I'm dead up. Fuck trying to keep your head up. And when it go down, word wrong, we gotta jet up. Too many lockdown upstate. Set up. My life is sped up. Many years, I'm straight up. Plenty beers for who ain't here. And those who wait up, that nigga sprayed up in the club. We couldn't run it, so we take the blade up in the booth. Since we couldn't shoot, we heated up. Who's in the shirt showing the best test? I'm blessed. Puffing the skunk make me care less. The best that you can do is duck my fucking crew. If the slugs don't get ya, Lord, they get sick ya. Acting artificial, get you burnt by the place. Before it's done, even my guns are turned to missiles. Don't have to blow the whistle on you, cause everybody knows you gotta watch this up around. Borderline psychos who know my people gotta hold the mint. A name was a set. I'm represent. If you can't pay the rent and leave a dent in my lifetime, I'm caught up in twice crime. And Mike, you never know what you might find. We stand firm meanwhile, cause niggas that seem wild be fucking blank. If they was men, they wouldn't fuck with Frank. I leave them niggas alone and stay home until it cools down. And they remember how my tools stand.
Caught up in the mix of shit. And I ain't trying to hear shit, so my crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol. If I have to in my mind, it's all about cash in the fistful. Caught up in the midst of shit. And I ain't trying to hear shit, so my crew got cash to get. Blast you with the pistol. If I have to in my mind, it's all about cash in the fistful.
We up on what we dealing with. We ain't no criminals. We got the right to have gas. As long as the Army, Navy, Air Force, but we ain't got gas, we gon' hold heat. You know what I'm saying? Cause our Army got to represent for us. Load up. And yo, man, say,
yeah.
Set that shit, son.
Forever keeping my shit cocked. Shit is for real. The way these rappers on the squeal, making sour deal. Stuck up in the next city truck.
caught up in the humble. Grip the paper by the bundle while the drums humble. Flex spray, devil's pathetic. Never regret it, only know to set it. Still in existence, obviously you said it. We suggest that I see the pyramid and eagle. Back at a dollar bill, ill deceitful. We consider lethal guard for it. Niggas be pouring, guzzling alcoholics. Too drink, too many like Whitey infiltrating the forces. Shit is on, we about to fall. Best prepared for the storm. Y'all funny niggas quit to ring the alarm. Draw fell, now relation is jail. We had to draw for 400 or more. The Lord had the right to live and poor. Resurrecting the true and living got the power. We're getting devoured, niggas hurt the door holler.
Together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Dead Prez, caught up in the midst. And what I was not going to be caught up in the midst of was that bullshit that he was popping. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Call me if you got common sense. If you're talking that shit, I'm hanging up on you. Period. We built this country. Get that shit. Woo! See, it's people like him that are doing stuff like this in San Diego. All lives matter. As a man in San Diego who seems to be killing and maiming homeless people, I'm not going to say, because they don't say his name, but they say it is a white gentleman. Could be, allegedly. They say it's a white man in his 40s or 50s who's running around burning homeless folks and killing homeless folks in the San Diego area. Caller that just called in, I hope it wasn't you. But if it was, I hope you get caught or you get testicular cancer. One of the two will be fine by me. Humanity there. This great country that you built. Burning homeless folks who ain't did nothing. Killing harmless people who are committing no crimes. Yeah, that's what makes this country great right there. So yeah, and apparently this is something that's happened quite frequently. There was the police released a statement describing the first three attacks with pictures and a surveillance video that identifies a person of interest, once again, a white man in his 40s or 50s, wearing a small baseball cap, jacket, and backpack. Apparently, that's where he keeps his can of gas and all the other items that he wants to hurt. People who are not bothering him in the least. I guess he just can't stand to look at people doing worse than him because of people like him, which made them do bad in the first place for some strange reason. I don't know. Yeah. If you're in San Diego and you see that cat, please. Somebody hit him upside the head with a baseball bat or shoot him in the ankle. Something really, really painful. So that anyway. Hater of the week, aside from the guy that called in, who probably went back to fucking on a lamb's dick or a dog's dick or stuff like that, whatever you do in your pastime. New Jersey, their student loan program. The Olivieria Longinetti, I'm messing up names, but I always do that, but it's what I do. She lost her son. He was murdered last year. So she had to cancel his subscriptions, credit cards, bank accounts, and arrange his burial in New Jersey and his college loan. So she called his federal loans administrator. They offered condolences and assured her the remaining balance would be resolved. But when she called the New Jersey State Agency, she got a different response. They said, and I quote, "Please accept our condolences on your loss." And this is a letter from the Higher Education Student Assistance Authority in New Jersey. They go on to say, "After careful consideration of the information you provided, the authority has determined that your request does not meet the threshold for loan forgiveness. Monthly bill statements will continue to be sent to you." Now, mind you, her son is dead. She did co-sign on the loan, but her son is dead. The feds said, "You know what? We're going to write it off. You know, he's kind of dead." But New Jersey, like, nah, you better have my money every month, even though your son is dead. See, that right there is humanity at its finest. You can't hate no harder than that. Your son is dead, but you still have to pay his debt. Jersey. Now, I know co-host Mr. J, he lives in Jersey. Might want to move, man. I'm just saying, once you recover fully from your vagina-eating accident, you want to move. I know. He says that it didn't happen, but I saw him with the neck brace, and it was a vagina-eating accident. Don't let me fool you by saying that, no, I'm lying, because I'm not lying. He hurt his neck eating vagina, and he's still recovering from it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Y'all can tell him I said it. Nothing you can do about it. But shout out to New Jersey. They want their money. Even when somebody did. Hate. And speaking of hate, all night we've been talking about it. It's going to go on through the weekend, and I'm sure there's going to be some protests and whatnot about this hate that is that's going on as far as black men. And I posed that question, what do we have to do to not get killed? And I was appalled, because one, I watched Obama make a statement when he landed in Poland or someplace. I think he landed in Poland, and he was like, "Yeah, it's unfortunate." And when people of a group who are mistreated, they come out, they talk about how they're mistreated or something like that. And, you know, he wouldn't just say, "Hey, black people are tired of getting shot." It's like, dude, I know you played that game because you was trying to get elected, whatnot, but it's like July the 7th, 2016. You got, what, 3-4 months left as the president? You can say black now. No one will be mad at you. Who counts? I mean, it's like he still can't throw black folks a bone. Just say, "Hey, black lives matter." Just say it. He can just, "Hey, black people are tired of being shot indiscriminately, even when they don't commit crimes." Hillary Clinton said it. Hillary Clinton tweeted. I know she's running for office, but she's an old white woman. She said, "Black lives matter" at the end. She says, "Unfortunate that it happened, black lives matter." Hillary Clinton said it. And I mean, most of us agree that she probably don't even really like black folks. Not for real. But she said it. And I mean, I'm talking about Obama. You are a black man. You know you're a black man. You're not running for anything. You can say, hey, stop shooting black people. I'm with y'all. I'm tired of them shooting black people. He could say that. And you won't get impeached. I promise it's too late to impeach you. But not going to happen. You know, and it brings me to the point where you say, shit, were we worth more as slaves? They didn't kill us when we were slaves. Unless you kept running away or you was part of a rebellion. They valued you as property. Now, because you don't have no value as property unless you're in jail, they just kill you. Like, you know what? Shit, you don't work for me, I can kill you. I mean, is that where it's at? Where we're more valuable to them in the quote-unquote good old days as property as opposed to now, where our lives ain't worth shit. And it don't even matter. Girl, get shot. Armed, you get shot. Unarmed, get shot. Non-criminal, you get shot. Rome, you get shot. Woman, you get shot, hanged, whichever one you want to call it. Little kid, you get shot. I'm like, I feel like maybe we need to be an eye for an eye. I'm like, you know, I mean, because it ain't just cops. As we know, George Zimmerman sold the gun at auction for Trayvon Martin. You know, we talked about that. He's selling the gun and made money off of selling the gun, killing the innocent black boy who committed no crime except going home once again. So I'm like, the cops can kill us and get off. Normal citizens can kill us and get off. I'm like, shit, maybe we need to just start shooting back. I'm sorry. Gregory Gunn. Shot killed. Mikhail Dinkins. Shot killed. Freddie Gray. Killed. They won't say his neck was broken. So it was a leg kill, but I don't think he broke his arm there. Walter Scott. Killed. Shot killed. Kwame McDonald. Shot killed. Samuel DuBose. Shot, killed. Akai Gurley, shot, killed. Jamar Clark, shot, killed. Brendan Glenn, shot, killed. Christian Taylor, shot, killed. The one that was most important to me, Alan Baker, shot, killed. No press, just shot and killed. Is it important? Yeah. What are we going to do now? That's the question. We're going to protest. We're going to have some signs. We're going to talk about boycotting some folks that have nothing to do with it. What's going to happen now? I mean, this is another case. I mean, these are cases where the video shows that the officers were wrong again, like in all these cases that we just got through talking about. What's going to happen? They going to get off? They getting paid vacation right now? And things going to go back to the reset Groundhog Day, like always. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another school drama production. I'm out, sadly. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys.
Ooh.
Drama.